deliver today's sermon.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以一同来领受神宝贵的话语。
Thank God that we can receive God's word together.
今天早上一进那个厨房就很热闹了。
Today when I entered the kitchen, it was so crowded.
每一个都在里面很努力的在里面在做菜。
Everyone was so efficient in working to get the meal done.
而且我发现每一个都是用广东话说出得入得厨房出得厅堂。
Everyone saying that they can enter the kitchen to work and then be also fruitful outside.
感谢神的恩典。
Thank God. Thank you, God.
我不可以说太多，不然的话旁边的 Larry 会很紧张，因为没有在讲章里面。
This is not in the script.
今天我们会一起来看使徒行传第二十六章。
Today we'll be looking at the book of Acts chapter 26.
我给的题目是从天上来的异象。
My title is the vision from heaven.
我想当我们看到那个题目的时候，我们通常第一个问题就会问，那什么是异象？
When we first see this title, the first question that we'll ask is, like, what is the vision?
异象我们说或者叫启示。
A vision, or maybe we call it a revelation.
有人也称为它是概念，是目的，是目标。
And sometimes it is referred to as a concept, a purpose, or goal.
通常可能在世界上面，我们也会称为这是雄心大志。
Sometimes a vision also be called some kind of ambition.
也就是说，我们常常说，哎，某某人他很有意向，也就是所以呢，他因为有意向，所以他很有成就。
That's why we often hear someone saying, this person has a vision. That's why he or she is successful.
箴言里面二十九章第十八节里面这样子说。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18 said,
没有意向，民就放肆。
Without revelation, people run wild.
或者是说有一些翻译成为没有意向，民就灭亡。
Other translations say without vision, people will perish.
所以我们看到如果人没有意向的话，那整个人就会在里面没有目的，也很消极，不肯为自己来摆上。
Therefore, we can see that without a vision, a person is essentially adrift.
到最终就会一事无成。
Without purpose and unwilling to commit oneself to anything, at the end, he accomplishes nothing.
所以你可以看到，如果就算是世界上的事情都是如此的话，更何况是在属灵方面，属灵的事更是如此。
If this is true of worldly matters, it is even more true of spiritual matters.
我们就可以看到异象是这样子的一个的重要，它给我们方针，给我们方向，给我们目的动力。
Therefore, vision are extremely important. They provide us with guidelines, directions, purpose, and motivations.
也让我们可以学习操练忍耐跟自律。
And also enabling us to practice self-discipline.
所以我们今天借着《使徒行传》二十六章这一段的经文，我们来看一下保罗当他被捕受审的时候。
Today we'll be looking at the book of Acts chapter 26 to see how Paul deal with his arrest and trial.
也就是说，在他生命里面是一个非常艰难的时刻。
In other words, this is a difficult time in his life.
那他怎么样子来为着从天上而来的这个异象来活出这个真实的信仰，来履行神托付给他的使命。
Then how he lived out his faith by the heavenly vision and fulfilled the mission entrusted by him by God.
我们先一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
再翻译啊，这个。慈爱的阿爸天父，慈爱的主，我们深深的谢谢你把你宝贵的话语赐给我们。主啊，我们巴望着今天你借着你宝贵的话语向每一个的弟兄姐妹的心说话。 Father, we pray that may your Holy Spirit be with us and bless this gathering, and may the Lord speak to the hearts of each of us for your precious word. We pray together in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 我常常鼓励弟兄姐妹，当我们看经文的时候，我们要看 context， 看上下文。
I often encourage brothers and sisters when they read the Bible, they have to look at the context.
在《使徒行传》的第二十一章。
In the book of Acts, chapter 21,
我们就可以看到保罗在耶路撒冷被捕了。
You can see that Paul was arrested in Jerusalem.
进入到24章的时候，就讲到他开始在官长面前来自辩，首先是在腓力斯的面前。
As we enter chapter 24, we recount that Paul's defense of himself before Felix.
25章他是在另外一个官长面前，是在菲斯都的面前来自辩。
And on chapter 25, ourself was self-defense before Festus.
进入到26章。
Entering chapter 26.
我们就可以看到保罗是在亚基帕王面前来自辩了。
Which is Paul's defense of himself before King Agrippa.
我们说这是他在官府的面前这样子一个自辩，是最后的一次，也是最长的一次，也是最高潮的一篇。
That is Paul's last and the longest and the most climactic trial before the authorities.
好，你可以看到保罗在这一群不信的这样子的一个人面前，在这些不相信这个死人复活的这些外邦人的面前的时候，保罗的述说会有三个部分。
When Paul faces a group of Gentiles that don't believe in the resurrection of the dead.We see that Paul's argument consists of three main parts.
第一部分你可以看到他讲述他在信主之前是怎么样子的人。
The first part we'll look at his life before the believers in the Lord.
而接下来他就讲到他得救的一个的经历，还有他信主之后的改变。
Then we'll look at his salvation at the after his changes after his how he underwent.After believing in the Lord.
这也是我们今天要重点看的。
This is what we'll focus today.
首先，我有咁啊咁 ，OK.
First.
系啦，首先我们在里面一起来看一下保罗的他的那个改变。
First, we'll look at how Paul changed.
刚才主席已经带弟兄姐妹一起来读过这个的经文了。
This Bible verse we just read earlier.
你可以看到从12节到15节。
We can see from verse 12 to 15.
你就可以看到保罗在人在这些王的面前来讲述他在大马色的路上怎么样子来经历这个从天上来的这样子一个意象。
This passage tells us how Paul recounted to the king how to experience a heavenly vision on the way to Damascus.
以致他完全地改变了对耶稣对教会的看法。
Which completely changed his view of Jesus and the church.
你可以看到在这一段的里面。
In this process.
他真的经历到主光照他。
We see that the Lord's light shine on him.
而且亲自地来向他说话。
And speak to him personally.
并且向他启示他是谁。
And then reveal to him who he is.
你可以看到十三节，他看到从天发光。
We can look at the verse 13, that the light will shine on him.
十四节你可以看到在里面神向保罗说话，并且在十五节启示他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And verse 14, and God spoke to him.And verse 15, God tell him that I am the Jesus whom you persecute.
我们都知道保罗在没有信主之前是一个宗教的狂热分子。
We know before Paul become a believer, he was a religious fanatic.
所有的这些犹太人他们都知道在过去的保罗他在里面不遗余力的就是到处的来逼迫基督徒。
And we can see all the Jews was persecuting Christians all around the area.
这个你可以从在经文里面很清楚的可以看到他怎么样子的来把人抓进监牢里面，把人处死，把这些的基督徒来逼迫他们。
Yeah, some Christians were imprisoned by him, some were executed in Paul's testimony, and some were tortured by Paul to say things.That deny Jesus.
你可以从第九节到第十一节都可以看得到。
From verses 9 to 11.
好，他就是在里面他说，我也是出了名在里面定案的。
I was too convinced that I was part of the process.
你可以看到保罗他就是这样子敌对耶稣的人。
We can see how Paul was against Jesus.
在人看来。
From point of view of a man,
用我们广东话说，咁硬冇得掹噶啦呢个人，也就是说他不可能信耶稣的了。
This person is so stubborn that there's no hope for him to believe in Jesus.
但是就是这样子的人，你可以看到从13节到15节，主耶稣亲自向他显现。
In verse 13 to 15.However, we see that the Lord himself appeared to him and speak to him.
也亲自地向他这样子说话。
And speak to him personally.
就如在过去刚刚上个月的时候我回国。
Just like last month, October, I returned to China.
我牵引了一个同学的妈妈来认识主。
I led a classmate's mother to the Lord.
我后来跟这个同学说的时候，他跟我说，他说我妈这么咁硬，唔可能信主嘅。他说那么硬，不可能信耶稣的。
My classmate said that my mother is so stubborn, it is impossible for her to believe in Jesus.
但是你可以看到圣灵的工作临到人的身上，他就是那么奇妙。
But the work of the Holy Spirit is so wondrous.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
It is impossible for man, but it is possible for God.
所以你可以看到从前我们说保罗他原名叫做扫罗，在这里面你可以看到他有属地的在这个地上的意象，他有雄心大志。
In the past, Paul, Saul had an earthly vision and he has his ambition.
他的雄心大志是什么？
What is his ambition?
他的雄心大志就是要做犹太教当中的主脑。
And he wants to be the head of the Judaism.
要做法利赛人当中的法利赛人，做拉比当中的拉比。
A Pharisee among the Pharisees, rabbis among the rabbis.
你可以看到他就朝着这个方向去做。
Therefore, he headed in that direction.
他很年轻。
He was young.
但是比很多同辈的人都在里面更加的长进。
But he achieved more among his peers.
如果从世界的人的眼光来看，他是一个非常成功的人。
Well, secularly speaking, he is quite successful.
但是当他在大马色的路上 encounter God 遇见神的时候，
But when he walked on the road to Damascus，
当他亲自的来遇见主的时候，他完全被 transformed， 完全被主改变了。
When he met the resurrected God， he was completely transformed。
如果大家熟悉教会历史的话，
If you know about church history，
你一定不会对奥古斯丁陌生。
St. Augustine would be familiar to you.
因为他是第四世纪的最伟大的这样子的一个神学家之一。
He is one of the great theologians in the 4th century.
你要知道他在重生前跟重生后是 total 的 different 的两个人。
Before he believed in Jesus, he is a different, totally different person.
你可以看到在奥古斯丁在他年轻的时候，少年的时候，他是一个天才，他16岁就进入到大学。
Augustine was a genius. He entered university at the age of 16.
26岁的时候他进入当时是最负盛名的意大利的米兰大学来做教授。
And became a professor at the prestigious University of Milan, in Italy at age 26.
但是这样的人，
However,
你可以看到他从小就放荡不羁。
He was unrestrained and rebellious.
17岁的时候就跟一个女子同居，18岁生了一个私生子。
At age 17, he lived with a woman, and at age 18, he has his first illegitimate son.
他被情欲的捆绑，他没有办法来自拔。
He was bound by lust and could not extricate himself.
但是非常感恩的是，奥古斯丁他有一个 prayer mom， 他有一个非常虔诚的妈妈，不断的为他祷告。
But thank God, Augustine's mother was a devout Christian.
在他32岁的时候。
And she prayed for him when he reached the age of 32.
有一天奥古斯丁看到一个非常美好的基督徒的见证。
One day he heard a very touching testimony from a Christian.
他也在他的后院里面游荡，在思想流泪的时候。
And he was wandering around in his backyard. He was thinking about it.
他 突然听到邻居的孩子在里面有一个声音跟他说在里面拿起来读拿起来读
He certainly heard a neighbor's child reading aloud saying repeating pick it up and read pick it up and read
所以他打开他身边的这样的一个圣经
So that's why he opened the Bible nearby
当他第一眼看到的时候就他就看到罗马书里面13章13到14节
The first verse that he see was from the book of Romans chapter 13 verse 13 to 14
不可荒宴醉酒
Do not indulge in revelry
不可好色邪荡
and drunkenness do not be sexually immoral
总要披戴主耶稣基督
But clothe yourself with Lord Jesus Christ
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲
And do not make arrangement for the flesh to gratify its desire
他立时感到他自己心里面的那种黑暗离开了
Immediately he felt the darkness depart from his heart
他经历了圣灵的更新
He experienced the renewal of the Holy Spirit
从此脱离了让他不能够胜过的多年的情欲的捆绑
So that he was be able to extricate himself from the bondage of lust
之后他受洗归在主的名下就开始服侍主
Then he was baptized and beginning to serve God
一直到72岁他几十年忠心的来服侍主
Until he was at the age of 72
我们可以看到哥林多后书里面第五章十七节这样子说
In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 said
他说若有人在基督里他就是什么新造的人
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
The old has gone.
你可以看到，重生得救就是一个人真的是革命性的一个的改变。
You can see to be born again is a revolution.
当人遇见主的时候
，When a person meets the Lord,
重新得救了之后，他就会成为一个新造的人。
And if he's born again, he will be a new creation.
从此他的方向他的意向就会改变了。
And from then on, his direction, his vision change.
所以你可以看到在接下来的16-18节。
And verse 16-18.
16-18节是告诉我们保罗受了差派。
Verse 16 tells us that Paul was sent.
我们可以看到主不单单救了保罗。
We see that the Lord is not only save him,
牵引他从黑暗入奇妙的光明
but let him out of darkness into the wondrous light.
他更加赐下这样子的意象，要差派他去传福音。
And the Lord gave him a vision and sent him for missionary work.
所以你可以看到十六节里面，他说我要派你做执事，做见证。
In verse 16, he said that I'll send you as a witness.
把你就是所要看见的事情和将我所指示你的事要证明出来。
So that you can witness the things that you see.
18节更清楚地告诉，就说神要差派保罗，他就说你要去做什么，在18节里面很清楚地告诉我们。
And verse 18 clearly tells us.
要让他们眼睛得开。
So that their eye can be opened.
从黑暗中归向光明。
Come out of darkness and enter into.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
From Satan's authority, power of the Satan into God's authority.
所以你可以从这里面看到神的这个差派，让我们明白一个真理。
So that we can see God's sending, we can understand this, the truth in it.
信耶稣不单单是我们仅仅是自己蒙恩蒙福。
Believing in Jesus is not just that we ourselves being blessed.
我们也应当成为别人的祝福 ，Amen 吗？
So that we can be a blessing to others. Do you amen to that?
我们的生命应该有这样子的一个的方向的转换。
Our life should have a change of direction.
所以我常常说，一路走过来，我觉得什么叫做信耶稣？
Along the way of my believing in Jesus, now how I know how to believe in Jesus.
信耶稣是生命改变。
Believing in Jesus is the change of life.
当你真正重生之后。
Once you really are born again.
你的人生观、你的价值观、你的金钱观应该不一样。
Your value system is all changed.
你可以看 在这里面看到保罗在大马色上的路上遇见神之后
You can see that after Paul encountered Jesus
他灵里面的眼睛被打开了他的属灵的看见不再一样了
His spiritual eyes are open and he sees a different world
如果大家记得、Michael W. Smith 有一句的、有一个首的诗歌很著名他说 Open the eyes of my heart, Lord
There is a song, I don't know if you remember, by Michael W. Smith, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord.
这也就是讲到这保罗就是这样子当他亲眼的遇见主之后他属灵的眼睛就被神全然打开了。
After Paul saw the Lord with his own eyes, his spiritual eyes were opened.
你可以看到从上文里面第六节到第八节。
You can see in verse 6 to 8.
他很清楚地在里面讲述到我为什么受审我受审在这里是因为期盼复活
Apostle Paul clearly explained that he was put on trial because his hope for the resurrection
第八节他反问他们他说神叫死人复活你们为什么看作不可信的呢
They hope that God had promised to his ancestors since ancient why don't you believe?
哦、保罗在里面很清楚地讲到这个复活的盼望就是、自古以来上帝对祖先所应许的
this promise is given to our ancestors
是这复活的主改变了保罗的生命
this resurrected Lord changed Paul's heart
也是这复活的主赐给他异象
And this same resurrected Lord gave him the vision.
让他出去在里面要完成这个宣教的使命。
So that he can be sent to accomplish.
不单单是以色列人，还包括外邦人。
Not just Israelite, but also the Gentiles.
所以保罗在里面说，这个的意象是直接从耶稣基督那里来的。
Therefore, Paul proclaimed that this vision is direct from Jesus Christ.
你知道有一个人在里面讥诮那个在街头的那些strip.Preacher 在里面讥笑他这样子说。
There was a guy who mocked on this street preacher.
而我不相信天堂，我也不相信地狱。
I don't believe in heaven or hell.
我也不相信上帝，因为我看不见他们。
I don't believe in God either because I can't see them.
旁边有一个人说。
There was a guy just stand next to him.
我也不相信你在这里。
I don't believe you are here neither.
我也不相信你在里面讲话。
I don't believe that you are speaking here.
因为我看不见你。
Because I can't see you.
因为我是个瞎子。
You know, I'm blind.
所以你可以看到，如果人若不重生，他看不见上帝的国。
Therefore, you see that if a person is not born again, he cannot see God's kingdom.
所以求神真的开我们的属灵的眼睛，让我们可以看到属灵的所有的这一切。
Therefore, we'll pray so that we can, God's open our spiritual eyes so that we can see the spiritual world.
属地的这个意象是属于自己的。我们说属天的意象是为神的。
Earthly vision are for ourselves, but God's vision is for God.
C.S. Lewis.鲁易斯他曾经这样子讲过他说使徒在这个地上留下印记
C.S. Lewis once said the apostles left their mark on earth
正是因为他们的心思是定睛于天
It is because their minds are set on heaven
他说自从基督徒不再多关注来世的时候
Since Christians have stopped focusing on the afterlife
他们在今世也就失去了影响力
They have lost influence in this world.
定睛于天，地就自投怀抱。
If you fix your eyes on heaven, the earth will embrace you.
定睛于地，你就一无所得。
If you fix your eye on earth, you will gain nothing.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要有这样子一个属天的意象。
Brother and sister, we need a heavenly vision.
而在圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，天上的意象只有一个。
And the Bible clearly tells us there is only one vision from God.
就是必然跟神的永生的旨意是发生关系的。
It must be connected with the resurrection.
神的心意，他就是他愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦，让愿人明白真道。
His desire is for all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以你可以看到，我记得有一次在以前的一个的牧者跟我提到，他说，其实传福音、领人归主，永远是我们生命当中的正直。
I remember a pastor once said that preaching the gospel is and leading people to Christ is always our primary duty.
而我们的工作是我们的副职。
And our career is our secondary duty.
而因为人的灵魂得救，永远是神的心意，永远是他的旨意。
Because the salvation of human soul is always God's will.
这才是属天的意象，弟兄姐妹。
And this is the true vision from heaven.
而且这个属天的这个意象能够帮助我们，能够救我们，脱离我们自己。
This heavenly vision can save us.
因为我们不是为自己而活，弟兄姐妹。
Because we do not live for ourselves.
我们活在这个地上，神拣选了我们，是要让我们为他而活，为神而活。
God chooses so that we can live for Him.
所以你可以看到，保罗当他认识主之后，他就领受了从天而来的神给他的这个的意象。
That's why once Paul received the salvation, he also received the vision from heaven.
接下来19到23节。
Now verse 19 to 23.
这是在里面你可以看到保罗在亚基帕王面前来见证他自己如何来顺服神，来将这个福音来传给身边周围的人。
This is how Paul's testimony before King Agrippa.
好，你可以看到他在里面来怎么样子来见证他自己，怎么样子来履行从天上来的意象。
How he lived out this life and give testimony how he lived out this vision from heaven.
你知道他正因为是如此热心的来分享福音，热心的传道。
Because of his enthusiastic of mission work.
所以他才会受到这样子官府的这样子一个的迫害，这样子的控诉。
That's why he received this persecution and accusation.
21节里面讲到，他说。因此犹太人在殿里面拿着我想要杀我。
Verse 21 says that how the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me.
但是保罗有退缩吗？没有。
Did Paul retreat? He did not.
没有。你可以看到在里面的时候，他仍然对神忠心，继续的来传讲福音。
He is still faithful to God and continue his mission work.
20节你就可以看到他传福音，他说先在大马士革，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦。
And verse 20 said that he first declared God's word in Damascus and then to Jerusalem and then Judea.
而在我们说的19节，他说我没有违背从天上来的意象。
And in verse 19, he said, I did not disobey the vision from heaven.
你可以看到这是他对神给他的意象的一个的回应和坚持。
So this is how he responded to God's vision.
这就是表明在昔日他在大马士革路上遇见神的时候，是神给他这样子的一个的意象启示。
This is the vision that he received on the day on the road to Damascus.
你可以看到保罗的那个悔改是与他的实际行动在里面相配合的。
So we can see that Paul's repentance is agreeable with his action.
当他在大马士革上的路上来遇见神的时候，他就改变了过去错误的态度了。
So once he had this experience on the road on Damascus, he changed everything he was before.
不再迫害基督徒了。
No longer persecute Christians.
相反，他乃是积极的为复活的主在里面做见证。
Instead, he was eagerly testify for the Lord Jesus.
所以在第二十三节。
Therefore, verse 23.
他抓紧任何的机会，在里面把这个整个信仰的中心来做见证。
He take every opportunity to testify his faith.
23节他说，基督是必须受害，并且应从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。
Verse 23, that Christ must suffer and that by being the first to rise from the dead, And we proclaim like both to the people and to the Gentiles.
耶稣基督就是这个的中保。
Jesus Christ is the
mediator. 以赛亚书里面第42章5到7节这样子说。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, 5 to 7.
他说我耶和华凭公义招你。
The Lord call you by righteousness.
必搀扶你的手保守你使你做众民的中保。
I will take you by the hand and keep you.
做外邦人的光。
And be light to the Gentiles.
开瞎子的眼领被囚的出牢狱领做黑暗的出监牢。
And to bring out the prisoner from the dungeon.
你可以看到先知在里面以赛亚在里面所预言的正正就是这复活的耶稣基督。
We can see that Isaiah is prophesied about Jesus.
主耶稣基督他就是拯救世界的亮光。
Jesus is the light to the world.
这个光是给全人类的。
This light is for all mankind.
不仅仅是给犹太人，也是给外邦人。
Not just for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles.
所以你可以看到这光啊，传到外邦人，使徒保罗就是在里面竭尽全力的来履行神给他的意象。
That's why this good news gospel had delivered to the Gentile because of his vision.
你可以看到保罗在里面蒙受呼召也正是为此。
You see that Paul received his calling is just for this purpose.
当我在2009年踏上全世间服事主的道路的时候。
When I began my full-time ministry in the year of 2009,
我就知道余生我所做的只有两件事情，领人归主跟栽培门徒。
And I know what I will do for the rest of my life. One is to lead people to Christ, the other one is to bring up disciples.
无论神差我去到哪个的工厂，
No matter where God leads me to,
我都是做神要让我做的。
I will do whatever God leads me.
我还记得神带领我要离开上一个的服事的工厂的时候。
I remember God led me away from my previous ministry.
我知道 it's a time 我应该要交棒给下一任的牧者了。
I know at that time that I need to pass on this ring to the next pastor.
我就开始祷告。
I would begin to pray.
我说神啊，那下一步你要把我带到哪里去？
I said, God, what is my next step? Where you will leading me to?
我那时候已经递了辞职，但是人还没有走。
I already delivered my resignation, but I haven't left yet.
我也期待我十几年没有好好休息，我先休息一下，一路在寻求神的旨意。
And I was thinking, I'll take a rest and continue to seek God's will.
那有一天，当我在祷告的时候
，One day when I was praying,
神就跟我说话。
And God speak to me.
Big is a surprise.
There is a big surprise.
最大的一个的惊讶，我心想有什么 biggest surprise 呢？在我人生里面
，I was thinking to myself, what kind of big surprise is going to be?
而就在我听到神跟我说话的第二天早上
，just the next day after I heard God speak to me，
我就收到以前在这里服侍的陈教师的电话。
I received a call from Minister Ken Chen。
他就牵引我要来新恩堂。
He made the connection for me to come to Grace Church.
我心想，这真的是 biggest surprise.
I thought it was really a big surprise.
我当时第一个反应。
My first reaction.
我不可能来新恩堂。
This is impossible that I come to Grace Church.
如果大家知道那个渊源，知道那个历史的话。
If you follow the history of this church.
我不可能来的。
I can't come.
而且两家的教会那么接近，我也不可能来的。
And both churches are so close, and I think I can't come.
但是神就是那么奇妙。
But God is so wondrous.
无论借着神的话语，借着梦境，借着属灵长辈，都在里面跟我说话。
He speak to me. He speak to me through words and through dreams and through other elders.
神就是这样子把我差派了这里来。
And this is how God sent me here.
虽然我不知道神会把我放在这里有多久。
Even though I don't know how long that I'll stay here.
但是无论在哪里，我就学习在里面，我们要顺服主。
But no matter where I am, I will obey and follow Jesus.
就如保罗说，没有违背从天上而来的意象。
That's what Paul said. He did not disobey the vision from heaven.
无论在哪个位置，在哪一个工厂，我们都是在里面为主做工。
No matter where we are, what ministry we are, we will serve God honestly.
所有的一切都是神的恩典，所以你可以看到在二十二节，保罗这样的说。
All this is God's grace, and we can see that in verse 22.
他说：“然而我蒙神的帮助，直到今日还站得住。”
He said, "To this day, I have had the help that come from God, and so I stand here, testify both small and great."
对着尊贵卑贱老幼做见证。
And testify both to small and great.
所以我们可以看到，无论外在的环境多么的险恶。
So that we can see that no matter how dangerous the circumstances.
保罗到那一日他所说的，他说他还能够站得住，对众人做见证。
Paul said, even that I can stand.
他领受了神的意象。
He received God's vision.
顺服这个意象。
Obey this vision.
持守这个意象。
Hold on to this vision.
无论别人如何，无论环境怎么样子如何。
He doesn't care what other people think. He doesn't care what the circumstance is.
无论多么的恶劣不好，他依然忠心的持守下去。
No matter how risky, how dangerous, he persists.
这也就是他在里面说，我没有违背从天上而来的意象。
That's why he keeps saying, I did not disobey the vision from heaven.
我们都知道，向来持守、忠心持守神的道，完成神的召命，完成神的使命，都是一件不容易的事情。
All along, we know the fact that to uphold God's vision, to work on it, is not an easy task.
我们看一下摩西。
We look at Moses.
当他在荆棘丛里面领受神的意象召命的时候，
When he received his calling from the burning bush.
容易吗？不容易。
Was it easy? It wasn't easy.
但是神让他可以站在法老的面前刚强壮胆。
But God made him stand before Pharaoh and stand strong.
我以前也跟一些的弟兄姐妹分享过，在1900年义和团杀这些屠杀这些宣教士的事件。
I remember one time I share with brother and sister about the Boxer Rebellion in the 1900s.
我们都知道那是一个非常悲惨的一个的事件在当中。
We know it's a tragedy. That was a tragedy.
这张的照片是其中的一些的宣教士的一些的照片。
This is one of those photos that we still have today.
在殉道的其中的一个的宣教士里面，其中他的一个的遗言，他是这样子说的。
And one of the missionaries said.
这个的宣教士是在里面来自美国的Frank Sikos 在里面叫做辛格斯。
His name is Frank Edson Simcox.
他在殉道的时候只有33岁。
And when he was a missionary, he was at the age of 33.
你可以看到最后他的遗言，他在里面说到，他说面对世上的灵魂。
When he died, he said these words, facing with the lost souls.
高举着这本的圣经，
Holding this Bible high,
我就感到我来中国并非突然的。
I felt that my trip to China was not in vain.
中国殉道者为教会所写下的历史，就是为主民受苦的美好见证。
The history written by the Chinese martyr for the church is a beautiful testimony.
当那些的弟兄姐妹看完了这些的见证的时候都很感动。
When brother and sister hear this story, they were moved.
其中有一个的姐妹里面来分享，她说对比起这些的宣教士们，我们现在的境况真的算不得什么。
And one of the sisters said, yes, our predecessor had it tough, and they set a wonderful example for us.
你可以看到先辈们的不容易，为我们留下了多么美好的一个榜样。
And they set an example for us.
他们真的就如保罗所说，没有违背那从天而来的意象，甚至以至于他们摆上他们的生命。
Just like Paul said, I have not disobeyed the vision from heaven.
那我们呢？
And how about us?
你知道鲁伊斯 C.S. Lewis 他曾经讲过，他说如果我们发现自己内心有一个渴望，不是这世间所能满足的，最有可能的解释是我们的存在是为了另一个世界。
C.S. Lewis once said, if we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we will make for another world.
他还说到，他说必须要知道地上的这一切都是那永恒事物的影子和回响。
And if we find ourselves with the desire that nothing... Okay, he said that all we see in this world is just shadow and echo of eternity.
我们必须在这个胸臆间盼望那永存的国度。
And we must hope that this eternal kingdom.
这个国度是不到此生死后不会见到的。
This dominion we will not see until we die.
我们必须不让这个盼望来封尘。
封尘。
封局。
We will not cover up this hope.
更不要把它放在一旁。
And don't set it aside.
应该把它当成我们的人生大目标。
And we should put it right in front of us so that it will be our goal in life.
朝着这个标杆来直跑。
And dash toward this goal.
并且帮助别人也走上这一条道路。
And help others to walk in this path.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天这个天上的意象也在你的心底里面吗？
Brother, sister, do you have this vision in your heart today?
好不好，我邀请大家一同来起立，我们来唱首回应诗歌。
Shall we stand up and sing a praise of response?
这首诗歌是 Be Thou My Vision， 成为我